proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about seven heavenly virtues, looking at the virtue known as humility. Humility denotes an individual's modest view of his or her own self-importance. The character trait involves recognizing that anything which a person has comes entirely from God. Paul brought this out in the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians, when he rhetorically asked his readers, quote, "What hast thou that thou didst not receive?" Unquote. James, in the opening chapter of his epistle, recognized that, quote, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above," unquote. The earthly ministry of Jesus Christ demonstrated the Savior's humility. In the second chapter of Philippians, Paul noted how Jesus Christ, quote, "made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant," unquote. The Lord himself told his disciples in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel, quote, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister," unquote. Specifically, quote, "to give his life a ransom for many," unquote. The Savior described himself in Matthew chapter 11 as being, quote, "meek and lowly in heart," unquote. Jesus Christ also emphasized the importance of humility. When his disciples sought to hinder young children from approaching him, an incident described in Matthew chapter 18, the Lord rebuked his followers, saying, quote, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven," unquote. Jesus Christ therefore exalted the self-forgetfulness which characterized the deference shown to him by those youngsters. A humble person has the assurance of God's presence. According to Isaiah chapter 57, God informed that prophet's Jewish contemporaries, quote, "I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble," unquote. Those who habitually practice humility have the assurance that God will hear and answer their prayers. The author of the 10th Psalm wrote this, quote, "Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear," unquote. God promised to exalt all who humble themselves. The Savior promised his disciples in Matthew chapter 23, quote, "He that humbleth himself shall be exalted," unquote. Peter echoed these words in the 5th chapter of his first epistle, advising his readers to, quote, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time," unquote. Furthermore, those who are humble in spirit will attain and retain honor. Solomon opined in Proverbs chapter 22, quote, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life," unquote. A verse found in Proverbs chapter 29 echoed that thought, quote, "Honor shall uphold the humble in spirit," unquote. Christians should practice humility. They ought to exalt God rather than themselves in all circumstances. As God promised in the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, quote, "Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me," unquote. Humility is a practice appropriate for those who profess to know Jesus Christ, who is meek and lowly in heart. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.